Yerushalmi Megillah Daf Yudalad the Gemara discusses in Halakas of Mezuzah that you have the different paragraphs in the Mezuzah. How should they be divided up? Says the Gemara, Mezuzah is Tani de Tani Psucha. There's someone who teaches Brises who said that the second paragraph in the Mezuzah, Mezuzah has two parashios, that the parasha Shema is Psucha. And even though in the Torah it's Stuma, says the Korban Eda, but in the Mezuzah itself, it's not Stuma, but partial or partial of Yom Shemoah. The Lekar Peda, therefore it's open. So if a second bag could be open, which could be open to, could be either closed or open, it could be either one. Korban Eda says, you have a choice. It could be done either it's open or it's closed, because in the Torah, it's open to Yom Shemoah, and therefore the same thing over here, it could be open as well. So the Mishnah, someone said, no, it has to be closed. It must be closed. It can't be open. It has to be closed. And the Mishnah explained what the purpose of this machlokes that it should be closed. In the Torah itself, there's a space there between. But here, l'gabei the mezuzah, it has to be closed. And we'll see why. We pass like the one who says it could be open. Because it's not the true place. It's not a place where it's closed in the Torah with parshas follow one after the other. It follows one after the other. It's in a makoma. It's afterwards in a Torah. It's not in its right place. So it's not like it has to be a parsha stuma. And therefore, the lucky is it could be open. There's no reason why it should be closed when it's not in the Seder anyway that the Torah tells it to be, that it follows one, follows the other. So I think Gemara. If we say it's open, the beginning of the parasha is open, stuma, then the end of the parasha, that is the last line, that should be closed. If there's an open space in the beginning, then the end part should be closed. It could be psukim itself. If it's open at the end, then psukha, then it continues, psukim kamakai, it could be open from both sides. Stuma, what if the paragraph is closed? Is not open but closed? Then the question is, how does it begin? How does it begin? The Gemara says, in that case, it stays from stuma, it has to be closed. Says the Korban Eda to explain. If it's Psucha Mirosha, you put the first part in the original line, and then you do the next lines, then it can remain Suis Pasha Stuma, then it could be enough to be considered stuma. If it opened up Mistuma, if it opened up at the end of the line continues into the next line, that's a Pasha Psucha. But if it's Psucha Mikan Mikan, if both sides open in top and the bottom, then it's considered stuma because each one's in a separate department. It's like it's open and it doesn't connect to the first one or the second one, but that means it's mikan and mikan. That's called stuma because it's in its own separate paragraph. That's called stuma. So the Gemara says, what's the proper way to do it? If you went ahead, you made a mistake, you left that one pasuk, and if there's space that you have, left the two or three lines of writing Misak Makor, you could fix it, and then read from it, not a problem. Fix it, put it in, and then you could read. What about Arba? What if there are four more lines that's missing? Then Inukar, you can't go and erase four lines, that you can't do. And Inukar, but you can't do that. But four lines, it's a full row. And Eino Karbo, then you're not allowed to read it. Eino Karbo, you can't use the Sefer Torah. The Menumah, it's considered, it's spotted. It's not clear. It's numered. It says it looks like it's erased. And that you can't do. It's too much that you took off. And it's not going to be good. So Gemara Sabrishen Mechanano said Halacha Alpha Keratin. Same thing if it's a tear. If there's a tear in the parsha, in the parchment, if the tear extends within three lines, you could sew it up and you could fix it. But if the tear extends into four lines of the parsha, then you can't. Then it looks like it's fixed up. Looks like it's going to be repaired, and then you can't do it. You can't. You have to take that whole section and replace it. That you can't do. If it's four already, you can't. A karub can the same thing. You can't. Your taf tifter, oh my God, you have to go remove it and hide it to change it. You can't fix it. So the Gemara, today we learn the Brisa. But Shem shows Togs b'Kaldav. But the Torah has two or three mistakes in every single column. So Gemara, you can still go fix it and fix a lot of work. You can fix it. Whoever, Haben, what if there's four in one line in one column? Then Allah, because you can't go fix it. You can't fix it. It's too much. You have to can't too many corrections. It looks like it's Nimunuma. Looks like it's considered. It won't look right. It won't be Kevah Meyu. It looks like it's fixed. It's splotted. And maybe it's not going to be good. So to make more time, we learned. So Yisrael Tumonim Chamesh Tulos. Sefer Torah has 85 mistakes. Kapash Minso, like the Pasha Minso, you can still fix it. Karlo, the amount of letters in that Pasha, you can still fix it. So why over here do you say if you have three, more than three, you can't fix it? Gemara said, I'm absolutely no, but come Sefer Gadol. One is we have a large Sefer Torah, you have all the Chamesh Kamesh Torah, then if you have up to 85, you could go fix it. But a Sefer Katan, which is the only one Sefer you have, either Chumash, Bereishis, or Shmos, it's not a full Chamesh Kamesh Torah, it's much smaller. Then if it's more than 85, if you don't have, even if it has, you can't fix it, it's more than 85 letters, then you will not be able to fix it. It's too much, too noticeable, it's small, that there's such a difference, makes a difference, and then we go to Chumra, you can't do it, it requires Geniza. Says the Gemara, what about Laka, Zimish Makalat, what's about Tefta Echa Shalom? You found a single, you found a Sefer Torah that has one complete daf. Matzah's cool, you could go ahead and save the entire Sefer Torah. As long as you saw one complete daf, then you could go ahead and fix all the other mistakes in the other dafim based on this one. This one is correct. Rashi says, Shalom. What does that mean? What do you mean one complete? What does it mean Shalom? Shema Shalom means that there's no three mistakes in that. Does that mean that it's no three mistakes, but more than three mistakes could not be Shalom? Or does it mean even if it's not, even three mistakes would be a problem? Does the Gemara mean that even if you don't have three mistakes, but even if you have Gemara says, even if it's not three mistakes in itself, but even if you have Yesh Ba'arba, does it mean that I have to have four mistakes that we said before? It could be fixed. What is he referring to? Gemara doesn't really answer this Shiloh. What does it mean? Does it mean three or does it mean four like we said before? That four makes it non-fixable. Would it even be fixable here? So Gemara Chagor also, the brother of Mino gave a Torah to Rav Kananu. He asked him to check it. There were mistakes. To check it. He was a sofer. To check if there's any mistakes. Gemara says, Karbai. He read it. And he found it was full of mistakes. Amalei said to him, this Torah of yours, one has to have special, it's so many mistakes. You have to have somebody who can focus on it and correct all the mistakes here. There's so many mistakes here. That the says the Kohen Eder, when he gave it to his Amalei, save it towards Yitzchak Das Tzalula. You have to have a clear head. I mean, it's Yitzchak, otherwise it needs Geniza, because there's so many mistakes here, more than three mistakes in every single daf. So he told him it's a mess to save it. What's about the Shalim? So Mar said, then what happened? Mar says, at the end, he found one daf Shalim Mitzvah, and he said the whole thing could be fixed. You don't have to go ahead. You don't have to put it away. You could fix it. So you see, the Gemara says, what do we see from here? Mashalim. What was the Shalim in the column that he found Shalim? What was it, Shalim? Was it what we said before? Was it no mistakes or was it part mistakes? Shem Otoyos or Shem Shamabu? Was like we said the same column? Or was it 104? The same Shalim we had before. What does it mean, Shalim? What was this Maisa? What was the Pshat in the Maisa? Was the Maisa three and then he could fix it? Or was it even four that he was able to fix it? So the same Shalim we had before. The Gemara wants to know, what's this Maisa? The Gemara says, Shvegma doesn't answer the Shaila. It's the whether this is considered good or not, Shalom or not, it doesn't, the Gemara doesn't answer the Shaila. Halakha l'chumra, we possibly first say we go l'chumra here, but this is the Gemara doesn't, leaves the Shaila unanswered. The Gemara has another Shaila. Torah Yishmashem Mechananu. Tipur l'chumash m'sini. Stitching together a Sefer Torah is halakha's, l'chumash m'sini is very strict halakhas, and the halakhas comes how to stitch it and what to do. Sewing them together in the way it's done, that's halakha Moshe Sinai. The basis of that, the reason for that, comes from halakha Moshe Sinai. That the if it's not done properly, if you didn't do it, you glue them together or you do something else together to put them together, that's not going to be good. Halakha Moshe Sinai has to be done in such a way that it is stitched together properly. And I said, what about tefillin? You mentioned maybe that's a kishrei tefillin. Same thing, the knots of tefillin also. Halakha Moshe Mishenai. The kishrei tefillin, and mishayad, b'sharosh, the dalet, and mishenai has to be done a certain way. It has to be, you can't just put together, make a random knot. It has to be knots in the tzura, in the shape of the shin and the dalet that are made in the, that's a tefillin, the way we have tefillin. That's all come from Sinai. So what about the tefillin straps? You know, the strap of Yemis tore apart. Shall I ask my question? How do I fix it? The shartem, stay duke shartem. It says it's shartem. I feel like shartem. Even if it's the binding together, it's perfect. So therefore, you can't do it pieces. You can't do pieces that are not knotted together and make it not to make into a knot to make a ritzua. It has to be a full ritzua. Look how much we see here as well. Tama has to be ritzua shleim of look sure. It has to be a complete ritzua. Now, and tie together in knots, make knots to tie together. That's that you can't do. That's not going to be good. The Gemara says, since you can't go and tie it together, Rav wants to know, what about stitching it together? Where's a shayla? Rav Zeira or Sekurat in Susa. Zeira once had that the stitches of his tefillin straps were soon tore. The stitches tore. Shalak and Elkin, he asked both of them, he's allowed to stitch them. Can he restitch them together? Shroin Lane, they allowed him to do it. If Sigzman Tanusa, then they didn't want to tour a second time. Shroin Lane, they allowed him again to do it. The Lumen Ulfan, it wasn't because he was an explicit teacher from a Kintuna, but it was on the Svara. Once they allowed the first time, you should be allowed to do it the second time. In other words, once you're allowed to stitch it together, you can't make knots out of it. But stitching is the way that Elkhamash is saying the proper way to do it. So if you're doing it in a way, you're stitching it back the way it was done originally, then it should be fine. So if it happened again, it should be good again, because since they did it the first time, there's no reason why it shouldn't be allowed to do it again in the same svara, because it is it's the same formula of stitching. It is considered putting it back in the way that it was done originally, but he's supposed to do it, and therefore that would be something that would be acceptable. But so therefore that would be no different than putting it in the chatchila, and there would be no. But that's the way Mefarshim explain why we allow it. Says, what about the halacha is that a person, whoever stitches together, the Torah, the parchments of a Torah, the different sheets of a Sefer Torah, has to leave the Mishai L'matamat, has to leave a little bit unstitched on top and on bottom. It should occur in order that it shouldn't tear. If it's completely stitched together, in a way tight, that you wouldn't be able to roll it, it would leave a little bit loose. You have to leave it a little leeway, because if it would be completely sewn up to the top to the bottom, it'd be very rigid, very tight, and you wouldn't be able to roll it. When you start rolling it, it would rip. And it says, the Chachamim hit him on the head. And they said, they don't understand what you're saying. Email the Chachamim, when she's denying it, that you have to stage how to do it. Then why do they say that you knew that it shouldn't tear? And Lekara, and Allah says it shouldn't tear, then it's a Drabbanan to get the Lamalaka. What do you have to have Allah Chachamim seen it for? That doesn't make sense. If Drabbanan say you have to do this because it shouldn't tear, then Drabbanan, and what's Allah Chachamim seen it for? That you have to stitch? Allah might say Allah Chachamim seen it. What are Drabbanan adding? This is the covenant to explain. If it's halakha lamidi tam, what do you have to say lam tokara? Halakha mushmi sin has to be done a certain way. That's it. Elamai, if you're saying that the tam is because lo yukara, then what do you need halakha mushmi sin it for? The rabbanan say you shouldn't tear because it may come to tear. So then what do you need? What is the tar halakha mushmi sin it? It has to be that you stitched up the rios, that you stitched it up. What's the purpose of that? What do you need it for? Check the gemara. Yeah, halakha is like abi tara that applied to everything, tara, tefillin, and mezuzah. Says, we written together all of written hides of animals. Of course, he has written with ink. And when you score the lines in them, it has to be done with a reed. You can't do it with a knife. You have to do it with a reed. It has to be etched in a certain way. The lines should be equal, should be exactly the same. It has to be etched. Those things have to be done with a reed. You wrap the tefillin with hair, and they cover each one with a patch. You do it with glue. You attach them together, partios. You sew together the thing with great gidin. And whenever you stitch the tefillin, it has to be stitched the same way as you stitch all the time. You have to use the same stitch. You can't use different materials. You have to use the same. Whatever you do with tefillin, that's the way you have to tefillin for the whole thing, and not with another material. You can't use two different materials. What about the spaces? So is Mishiah. When you leave it, go ahead, and you're writing a Sefer Torah, you have to leave spaces. How much space do you have to leave? Between each line, you have to leave enough to have a space of another line. Between each word, you have to have enough space of another letter. Between each letter, the smallest amount, they shouldn't touch each other. Just a tiny amount should be enough that they shouldn't touch each other. It's a culture. So how about between each column? It has to be enough to be called enough of a thumb size. So if you make the end of the column, begin the next column, that'd be sufficient. However, if you make it together, they're so close together, you can't tell the difference. With the two columns, then puzzle, then the whole thing becomes puzzle. It has to be when you can tell the difference, a noticeable gap between them, that it's the columns end. And one column ends, the other column begins. But it looks like it's one continuous column, that is not going to be good. Talk to Gemara. You have to go to the space on the top and the bottom of the scroll. You can't start writing the letters from the top of the cloth and the bottom. It has to leave a space. How much? It's about the top has to be two fingers. From out to shlosh, three fingers from the bottom. You have to leave a bigger one. From out to shlosh, three. From out to tefach. The bottom, only a tefach. Different shear has to be of higher. For Sefer Torah, it has to be more on top. And it can be smaller on the bottom. But that's the different shear for the Sefer Torah than the Sfarim. Says the Gemara, what about Sifrik? What about the Sfarim itself? So you mishayim and sefer sefer malir. When you're writing a sefer Torah, the Tanakh, how much space you have to do between each sefer? You have to have a sefer, four lines between each sefer and sefer, between each sefer, mechumash, mereshis, and vayikra, etc. You have to have a space between. When it says that's a shear, we're talking about has to be the. But we're talking about the similarly. It means from the beginning in chumash could be minimal sefer Tanakh as well. That you have to have the same space between all of them. Has to be the same space. The space has to be between them. Has to be that size. Abba shita, like four, the size of four shita, the size of four shita. So the Gemara that the also the Navi Shoshim said that within Navi the 12th Nevi'im, there you only have to be three lines of space between each one. The 12 Nevi'im that we put together, the 12 Nevi'im Katanim, we put together only have a smaller space between each one. You only need a smaller space. The says the Gemara that the it's talking about coming on to the top, but it's also necessary that each one safe is finished in the middle of the column. You can't finish at the bottom because otherwise it doesn't show that it's together. But you have to finish at the bottom. You can start in the middle also, but it shows there's a space between them. But another, you could finish at the end of a column and start the next one on top of a column. But another, you name but in 12 some, but they're all small. You have to know, you have to separate, you can't do that, you can't finish on top and bottom, has to be in the middle of a column to show, just like in the Sefer Torah, that show that the continuation, that 20 to 12 are continuing, but at least enough of the space to show that they're not, that separate them, you're making separate things, that you're not, that you can cut them apart, so to speak, that they're not considered, that they're not one, they don't read one into the other. That's the way it has to be written, that you'll be spaced enough that there's a space between them. Says the Gemara. When you make a Sefer Torah and you do the each column and you do the Yiriyah, has to be at least no less than three columns. L'yosamay can't make more than eight columns. More than eight columns has to be to make a beautiful thing that seems has to be at least, it shouldn't be too far apart. It should be three columns. But if you make it more than eight, it'll be too far apart and it won't be able to hold on. So you have to make it between three and not more than eight. The Baisa says, no, I'm not that, you said it should be more than three, between three and eight. That's only Hathila, the beginning of the thing. Alva Sof, at the end of the scroll, Hathila culture, you have a small amount on the last sheet of it. You don't have to have this last sheet of parchment. It's enough to have just a single column. You don't have to have three. It'd be sufficient to end the Megillah, to end the cloth. That would be sufficient to do that. But regarding how much, Mar said the number of pages in a parchment, how many pages shear in one cloth, that the Torah never gave us, Hacham never gave us an amount. That you can use as many as you want. In the Sefer Torah, you can make a larger one or a smaller one. There's no nafkamina, it has to be, of course, a minimum of three, but you can't use, but there's no how big it, how wide it should be, how thick it should be, how long it should be. That the Chum didn't give a shear. As long as it's the shear of three fingers, that's sufficient. Zach the Gemara. So you have to write on the grill in the place of the hair on the outer surface of it. Now the cloth makam the chaster. On the cloth, you have to write on the base on the inside of it. If you went and you changed it, you wrote on the inside of the grill or the outside of the cloth. Puzzle, it's going to be puzzle. Not apostle, you can't read from such a Sefer Torah. And the question is, why not? The Gemara will have to explain. But if you didn't write it, if a person didn't write half of a Sefer Torah on the hide of an animal, he did it on instead of, he didn't do it on a gvil. Ketzal cloth, and he wrote the other half on a cliff, on a cloth. Kosu ketzal go. He wrote it on a cloth. Ketzal or behemoth tahira. Ketzal or hayabet tahira. That would be okay. That would be good. As long as you do that, once you can write one, two different types of animal, two different types of material of or that you could do. But Lamaisa, but to save a Torah, lift up the animals that we allow them, as long as they're both gavil or both cloth, that's okay. But to do differently, one's a cloth, one's a gavil, that you can't do. And Kosanela or Behematara, you can't write a save, you can't write a Torah, unless it's on the R of Behematara. Matana, Matia, Sham, Picho, Mimasha, Tobi. What you put in your mouth, which is Behematara, that's the mouth you have to use. A Behematomeo, which you can't put into your mouth, Torah, Sami, Picho, that you can't use to write the Sefer Torah. It has to be Rai, the Torah is Bepicho. Fake Maratani, Kosan Gabi, Oren, Veil, Straight. You said you ought to write Torah, and then put in a VM. You ought to write the Torah, and Trillin, and Mezuzah. and even if they also try for soccer, you can't put it into your mouth. So how do you reconcile that? I said, no, it means something. A minute you can put into your mouth. Now, you could put, as long as it would be a behema taira, if it may be a nevela or trefa now, that's good. You can't eat it, but that you can do. But you can't eat it, but you cannot. You can eat it. You would be able to eat it as kasha, but you can't eat it because of nevela trefa. That does not pass you, and that you can still go ahead and use it to write on if a mezuzah or tefillin without a problem. So the Gemara in Kamitzim Sefer Sefer. You got to be writing a cloth for Devim or for Ksuvim. You have to go ahead and make a pole. I'm going to say if you make a pole, which you can attach the scroll at the end and wind it. I totally make a cloth. But Torah, you make two poles, one from one to the other. Because on the Sefer Torah, you write from Sefer from the beginning to the end, from the beginning from the Torah to the Devim. Torah, said in Torah, you wind it Torah from the beginning to its middle. That has to be Mitziyasa. That you do from the Mitziyasa, that you do from the middle, you can do from the middle, because it has to be, says the Kamei Moshe to explain, has to be from the Torah, has to be centered, and that therefore, when you roll it, it has to be that it'll come out in the center. Sefer Torah, you can't have something on top of it. So the Mela, when you do it on the center, when you attach the Sefer Torah, so therefore, Sefer Torah is regularly spread according to the Parashas Shavuah, so you always be right, you always rolling it to the right place, so it's going to be rolled all the time. So the Mela, therefore, it should be Ben Tziyasa, that you can be able to go ahead and access it to whichever parish you need sooner than later. The Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah B'chem said me Yosef, I feel like even if you make two sheets of parchment on one side, you ought to go ahead and do that. Even if it's two sides, you'll be able to roll it from one side to the other side. Even if it's from Shtei Yerios, you can do that, as long as it's rollable. As long as the scroll is raised to the place of the seam, when you join it together, that you'll be able to roll and it won't rip. Such a place where the seam is in the middle of the two rolls, and it will, therefore, it will not tear. Mimela, it would be fine. And if it does tear, you can fix it. If you don't have it in the seam, and it tears, it will tear the whole cloth itself. You'll be able to fix it. It'll be possible, but this way, you should do it where the seam is in the middle. The Sefer Torah does not have any cloth spread over it. If you turn it over onto the writing, it should write face down. The writing shouldn't be the mevuzah, shouldn't be disgraced. In other words, what is it saying? When you're writing a Sefer Torah, hupchu, I'll put it on his face in order to protect it. That dust shouldn't go on the letters. If you have no baggage, and you call the cup, you can't go ahead and fold it. You can leave it open facing the ear, so you're afraid that things are going to go on. It'll come to damage it. We'll have avak cause it to be ruined, because it'll be disgraced. I say it shouldn't be disgraced. It shouldn't be ruined. So if we have to make sure that you don't put it in such a way that when you're writing a Sefer Torah, you're leaving it open, it should be put in a way that there's a cloth over it, above it, would be the proper way to do it, to make sure that it's good, ready to use, for the Torah, to use it for now, and to use it for when the Torah finishes, and when they need to go ahead and use it for the Kohanim, we'll use it for to review. So the Gemara says, therefore, we have to say, both of them tell us that it has to be, saved Torah has to be for a period of time, and not just take out, but then a period of time to be able to recognize what is in there and the cover that the Torah would have by what it's being used for, that you see it and you're learning from it, would be the proper cover for it. Whereas the Kalos is over the base, all the letters are double in the Aleph base. One can write the first word from the letter in the beginning, and the other ones at the end. In the land, you can write the end of the word. You changed it. You wrote the first letter, form of the letter, in the end of the word. In the final form of the letter in the beginning, you change the form. That would not be good. That's possible. It has to be the end letter in the end, and the beginning in the right, and the beginning. That's it. But if you write the achorin, you have to turn it around. The end should be the beginning letters, and the beginning should be the end letters. That's not going to be good. That's going to be possible. We said a statement that Manasfah is given over to Moshe Mitzrayim, which means that it has to be given over in a way that you can see what's permissible, what is mutter, and then therefore we say it was given over in a way where you'll be able to go ahead and determine what the next step would be for the coin above to be able to give it in a way where the Sefer Torah remains kosher. And if you're not changing anything, it won't become puzzle. And it'll be the idea that we can learn from here on the idea of Tevus B'Emtza, the proper way to be noyeg on the covet of the Sefer Torah.